As it relates to Hurricane Harvey and the survivors, there is a big issue about housing, temporary and long-term. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert.
Say about the issue of those who are displaced. Temporary housing is a big issue. What can you tell us about what's happening over at HUD, what's happening with this administration as it relates to this? It was a big issue during Katrina, and it was a major problem. Are you looking at issues of finding and designating vacant locations for some of these people to, some of these victims or survivors to go into?
So I met with the chiefs of staff of all of the cabinet today, and we talked about housing quite a bit. What's happening now is HUD, in cooperation with FEMA and state and local officials, are starting to get together the available housing stock, both available rental stock, manufactured housing, which often fits a need in this type of disaster, but also available housing stock for those who receive assistance under HUD programs, Section 8 in particular. So we're trying to put all those housing stock solutions and all those government programs together, think through what's available and how people might utilize that. Right now, FEMA's doing that in a planning section, but their operators are focused on saving lives. So if I could, one additional point there. This will be a housing challenge, but I don't want to concede any kind of housing lack of coordination. What we'll have to do is allow a lot of this to unfold. And so when I say 100,000, some portion of those homes were affected with 2 foot of water or less. Some were affected with 8 foot of water or more. And you'll have to look at a case-by-case basis, the people and their whether they're underwater financially and underwater actually. And we'll have to work with the mortgage lenders and others as we address those problems.
During Katrina, there was a big issue of when the people received housing, temporary housing, the rent prices went up dramatically. Is there any kind of safety net or safeguard that that will not happen, that the survivors will not be gouged when they go into these temporary housing situations?
Yeah, you just used an important word, and I'll make a really clear point right now. The gouging will not be tolerated. Jeff Sessions and the President of the United States will not tolerate gouging. Anybody that's going to go out and try to take advantage of a disaster victim ought to expect law enforcement to come down on them with a hammer. That's not acceptable on a regular day. It's certainly not acceptable when people are suffering. What we'll do is use the latitude that we have under the law to come back to your first administrative point and provide a fair market value rental rate that's a little bit higher than 100% to accommodate the natural demand and supply tension. So.
With the question about gouging when it comes to the displaced survivors, there's also a concern about gouging at the pump. There's been an increase in the price of gas since Hurricane Harvey. April Ryan, AURN News.